jam 9 pagi di Playford International, dan sekolah tidak akan mulai selama setengah jam ke depan. Kepala sekolah Rob Knight memperkenalkan waktu masuk sekolah baru yang dimulai tahun ini untuk mengatasi tingginya jumlah siswa yang terlambat datang ke sekolah setiap harinya. Ia mengatakan strategi tersebut bekerja dan juga telah memiliki beberapa hasil yang mengejutkan.
That has meant that we've addressed a lot of issues that kids naturally have as blockers to getting to school early. They can sleep in till 8:30 and still arrive at 9:30 in time for their first lesson. But what we've found is that we're getting as many kids here at 8:30 in the morning now as what we had last year, but they're here for different reasons. They're here for that social time before school.
Jam masuk sekolah yang lebih siang itu mulai populer dengan siswa, sebagaimana yang dijelaskan oleh murid tahun 11, Simon Liu.
So I've been able to get more sleep out of this, and this has actually improved my grades. I've seen, because last year I've been getting quite a bit of B's, but lately I've been getting straight A's now.
Sekolah tersebut sebelumnya dikenal sebagai SMA Fremont Elizabeth, sangat dekat dari pabrik Holden yang akan tutup tahun depan. Secara historis, seperti yang dijelaskan oleh Rob Knight, sekolah itu dulunya adalah salah satu sekolah dengan prestasi terburuk di Australia Selatan.
One of the things that struck me very early on last year when I arrived at the school was the lack of aspiration of our kids. And for many kids in the community that don't have good role modeling at home, that don't have parents with a strong educational background, just that aspiration of kids to want to achieve highly and go to university beyond school was very limited. So that was certainly something we had to address at the end of 2014, for example. We ended up with only one student that got an ATAR high enough to get to university.
Seorang murid tahun ke-10 yang bernama Nyang Ateng mengatakan bahwa sekolah tersebut memiliki banyak masalah sosial.
I was actually really excited to start high school, but when I came here, like, it was kind of okay, but like there was a lot of fights and there was like a lot of drama.
Kelas-kelas dan cara pengajaran juga telah diubah. Di kelas-kelas yang lebih rendah, matematika dan kelas sains telah digabungkan, dan siswa disortir oleh kemampuan dan bukan oleh usia siswa. Rob Knight, kepala sekolah, mengakui sistem yang jauh dari pendidikan tradisional tersebut tidak akan sesuai diterapkan di setiap sekolah. Namun ia mengatakan, itulah langkah-langkah drastis yang diperlukan untuk mengatasi sekolah dengan tingkat absensi tinggi dan catatan akademis yang rendah.
And engagement is about motivation. You know, why do kids want to come to school? And they've got to be motivated to come to school. That means that they enjoy being at school. That means that they want to learn. That means they're stimulated by their learning environment and what their teachers are offering. And if you can pull all that together, then students will naturally want to come to school. It's not for a community such as ours that has a lot of deep-seated social issues. It's not good enough just to put a target in place and try and enforce kids to come to school.
Matt Craig telah mengajar di sekolah itu selama 10 tahun terakhir. Ia mengatakan kepada SBS, pendekatan baru sekolah itu telah sangat positif.
They seem to be more engaged. And obviously, as we know, increased engagement leads to increased attendance, increased well-being, and overall increase in student outcomes.
Knight telah memantau perubahan dalam absensi siswa untuk melihat apakah perubahan telah memiliki efek yang diinginkan. Ia mengatakan, siswa-siswa memiliki peningkatan positif.
One of the issues that we've experienced as a school for a long time is an attendance rate in the mid to upper 60%. Last year we got that up around 75%, and this year I'm really pleased that after a term we're above 90 for the first time in living memory of this school.
Ia juga mengatakan peningkatan prestasi murid mulai terlihat.
Our results at the end of term one already show that we've had a 6% increase in A-grade standard work compared to last year. And that's significant because that's around about 300 more grades at the highest level.
Murid bernama Simon Liu dan Yang Ateng mengatakan mereka telah menyadari perubahan tersebut.
Now with the new curriculum that changed, I've seen more people studying.
I think maybe something that's like more chilled is the uniform. And more people wear the uniform now.
Namun seorang murid tahun 9, Bradley Drummond, beranggapan bahwa hal terbaik tentang pendekatan baru sekolah itu tidak ada hubungannya dengan nilai yang lebih baik. Sebaliknya, ia mengatakan perubahan tersebut telah membantu memisahkan masa depannya sendiri dari reputasi sekolah sebelumnya untuk prestasi akademik yang rendah.
When you tell someone you go to Fremont, you kind of get that look, like it's just how we're perceived. So to have that name change is nice. I think I'm a good person, and you know the rest of the students are. So to have that negative thing taken away from our school is good.
Untuk kedepannya, akan lebih banyak perubahan yang akan diterapkan. Pemerintah negara bagian telah memberikan $10 juta untuk meningkatkan fasilitas sekolah tersebut.